Right now, let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call up David. David's got a landscape business. He had some taxes that he owed for his business that he paid just at the deadline. But in the meantime, they had called a collection agency to try to get it from him. And he sent them a really nasty letter, just filled with expletives and F-bombs. And it's been a while. I'm going to call now, being from that law firm, and trying to get the money out of him.
All right.
I wasn't going to, but that letter angered me.
He's kind of a hothead.
Hello?
Yes, is this David?
It is.
David, hi, this is Doug. I'm an attorney, and we sent you a notice a while back about a bill for $360 for some research and filing we did to collect some taxes from you.
Yeah.
And then you sent us a very rather angry letter back.
Uh-huh.
I'm just calling back to see where we are. We've not received payment for that.
Nor do I intend on paying it.
Well, excuse me.
You hung up.
Hello?
You know, I had no intention of even trying to collect that money from you. I was going to let it slide until I got that letter from you.
I don't care what you do with it.
You know, and you write this letter filled with F-bombs. Very unprofessional.
Lacking in profession, I will agree. And if you continue to contact me, then I'm going to file a harassment suit on you.
See, there you go again. You're making the mistake and thinking that your language is going to dissuade me from coming after you.
Dissuade you? Why don't you keep your big words to yourself? I'm done with you, okay?
You know what? Well, you know what you ought to do is you better take inventory of your little business, because I want to know what I'm going to own next month.
Oh, yeah. I got a fine vision of that, buddy.
Why don't you go ahead and find out, because we're going to come at you with an entire firm. And I'm in the landscaping business next month. I've always wanted one of those.
Okay.
What do you have, a rake and a hoe?
Go ahead.
So you're not so tough now when you're sending off anonymous letters.
Anonymous? I personally signed it on my letterhead, buddy.
Well, maybe you and I ought to meet face to face.
What are you going to do, kick my ass or something?
With one hand tied behind my back.
Dude, you need to get yourself a gig on the Tonight Show.
I need $360. I'm going to come over and get it out of your hide.
Are you really now?
Yes, I am.
Then I'll own your whole f***ing firm, buddy.
I'm going to come over. I'm going to get it out of you. I'm going to take out of whatever you've got around your little business and make it my own. I'll come and get $360 worth of equipment.
Dude, let me tell you something. You come anywhere near my shop,
mm-hmm.
and the morgue will be picking you up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm coming by today with my truck, and I'm gonna back it up and get what I want.
Are you really now?
And I'm gonna bring two guys. They're going to help me load and fill it up. Their names are Dean and Raj. And they do the birthday scam.
God
damn. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, we called a little late just to catch you off guard. And
oh, my God.
Sandy wanted us to call you.
Oh, that is so funny. I can't even believe I answered the phone. I never answered the phone. Thank you very much.